Now some news from the world of sports. And in Major League Baseball, for anyone hoping for another ALCS showdown between the Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees, there is still a chance it could happen. Both the Red Sox and Yankees staved off elimination from the American League Division Series with dramatic wins at their respective home venues yesterday. It looked like a sweep for a second straight year was in the stars for the Red Sox when Doug Fister gave up three quick runs in the first inning to the Houston Astros, but he got a quick hook in favor of Joe Kelly, and then the ball was turned over to the much-maligned David Price, who's had a rough season as a starter beset by injuries and an off-the-field spat with Hall of Famer Dennis Eckersley, who now does color commentary for the Red Sox. Eck was called out by Price on the team plane for remarks Price thought were unfair to teammate Eduardo Rodriguez. Price never apologized for the outburst, and fans took Eck's side in the incident, but Price got the fan love back yesterday, proving he can still help the Red Sox win even when he's not being used in the role as starter, for which they pay him handsomely. Price emerged from the bullpen and gave the Red Sox four scoreless innings of relief, a brilliant performance that allowed the offense to finally find its groove, and they put up double digits in a 10-3 win that keeps their playoff hopes alive for at least one more day. The turning point in the game happened in the second inning. Already ahead 3-0, the Astros had two on when Josh Reddick sent a ball deep to right field. Mookie Betts tracked it all the way to the low wall and reached over his head to snag the ball just before it could fall into the stands for a three-run homer that would have put the game out of reach. It was not quite as spectacular a catch as the one that Dwight Evans made in Game 6 of the 1975 World Series, but it was almost in exactly the same spot, and it did end the inning and save the game for Boston. The winning runs came off the bat of rookie third baseman Rafael Devers, who put the Red Sox up for good 4-3 with a two-run homer in the bottom of the third. Hanley Ramirez also had a huge day at the plate. He went 4-for-4 with three runs driven in. Jackie Bradley Jr. added a three-run blast when his shot to right bounced off Reddick's glove and into the stands near the pesky pole. So the Red Sox are still facing elimination when they play Game 4 this afternoon, weather permitting. And Rick Porcello, who's had a terrible year, let's face it, one season removed from his Cy Young year of 2016, must do a whole lot better than Fister did yesterday if the Red Sox are going to force a Game 5, because Price will not be available today to bail him out. As for the Yankees, they got a clutch pitching performance from Masahiro Tanaka, who's also had his share of struggles this season. But Tanaka struck out 7 and gave up just 3 hits in a 1-0 Yankees win over the Cleveland Indians that keeps New York's season alive. The only run of the game was a homer by Greg Bird in the 7th off the normally untouchable Andrew Miller. And just as the Red Sox got a game-saving catch from Mookie Betts, Aaron Judge did the same for the Yankees, robbing Francisco Lindor of a round-tripper in the 6th, reaching high over the wall and right to take away Lindor's bid for a two-run shot. Aroldis Chapman got 5 outs for the save. The Yankees will send out their ace, Luis Severino, with their season still on the line in Game 4 tonight. The Indians will counter with Game 1 winner Trevor Bauer. To the NFL, the New York Giants season is likely over. After just 5 weeks of play, the G-men are now 0-5 after suffering a 27-22 loss to the Los Angeles Chargers, who came away with their first win of the year. When Phillip Rivers threw a 10-yard touchdown pass to Melvin Gordon with just under 3 minutes to go, adding injury to insult, the Giants also lost their star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., who left the game with an injured ankle. Earlier, he had hauled in a 48-yard touchdown pass from Eli Manning, who was sacked 5 times in the game. The Cleveland Browns also have not won a game yet, and they were beaten yesterday by their former quarterback and by a team that a lot of people thought could be winless themselves this time of year rather than 3-2 as they are. That's the New York Jets. Josh McCown threw 2 touchdown passes in the Jets' 17-14 win yesterday. They are shocking a lot of people so far. One NHL game last night, Henrik Lundqvist stopped 34 shots and picked up his 62nd career shutout. The New York Rangers topped the Montreal Canadiens 2-0. In women's college soccer, UVM junior Savannah Urich scored the only goal of the game late in the second half to give UVM a 1-0 win over Maine, improving the Catamounts' record to 6-5-2. A dramatic overtime goal with just 10 seconds left in the extra frame by Middlebury's Eliza Van Voorhees gave the Middlebury Panthers a 2-1 victory over Wesleyan. The Panthers having a great season. They are 8-2-1 overall. Despite 2 goals by their all-time leading scorer, Kylie Ather, Johnson State, the Badgers fell 3-2 to Colby Sawyer, and the Linden State Hornets are still winless on the season after suffering a 5-0 defeat to New England College. Castleton scored 2 late goals to beat UMaine Farmington 2-0. The game was scoreless into the 80th minute when Riley Nichols sent a header into the net, and Mackenzie Belando added insurance just 2 minutes later to give the Spartans the win. In men's college soccer, Brandon Reed got his first collegiate goal, and it was a game winner. The only score of the match is Middlebury topped Wesleyan 1-0. They improved to 7-4 on the year the Panthers do. Johnson State was shut out by Colby Sawyer 4-0, and Linden State was shut out as well by New England College 5-0. In college field hockey, the Maine Black Bears kept UVM off the scoreboard in a 4-0 win in Maine, and the Middlebury Panthers now have a 5-game winning streak after beating Wesleyan 3-0. Annie Leonard scored twice for the Panthers, and it was a milestone win for Coach Catherine DiLorenzo, the 350th win of her career.